Hello,
Everyone. Watching everybody come in. Good evening. Good evening. We have a special guest tonight. Coach Lisa is in the house. Lisa, I can't make you a co-host. I can only make you a panelist. So I guess that's what we'll do. Hello. Hello, hello, everyone. All right. Here is what we're going to do tonight, everyone. So we all know what today is. It is Election Day. I want to tell you first that Facebook rules apply in the coaching and in the chat. Okay, we are a clean political space here at No BS. We are here to coach emotions and feelings. Okay, so we can talk about your stresses, your stress, your emotion, your anxiety, but we're not going to talk politics tonight. Okay. Everybody good with that? We're going to keep our space here on the Zoom call just as clean as we keep it in the Facebook group. And I think that would be good for all of us, for everyone. So that's the plan. That's the plan. Lisa is in the chat. If you need anything from her, she will be happy to assist. Of course, we'll have the Q&A rolling if you have any questions at all while we go and while we go on. And if you would like to be coached tonight, please raise your hand. I have one hand raised and I'm very grateful. So we're going to go ahead and get started. If you have anything, any feeling, emotion that you eat over and you would like to be coached, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's create a little emotional safety on this call. Okay. All right. So Anne Marie, you are first. Here she comes.
Oh.
Hello. Oh, you're fine. It's still sunny where you are. It's dark as night here. 5 o'clock, dark as night.
Oh yeah, we got sun out for a little bit yet. Yeah.
All right. What are we coaching on?
Yes. So, I guess I'll just get into it. My brother has bipolar, and when he is like in a manic, I feel that he torments my whole family, my parents, me, my sister, who has a lot of kids. And I feel like crying, but mostly I'm very angry. And I do eat over it. That's like the first thing I go to is eating all these emotions.
Okay. So why do you think you eat when you're angry and your brother is in a manic state?
I feel like it's kind of like a small break, you know. It just feels like something to do, I guess, in the moment. It takes my mind off it for those, I don't know, 3 to 7 minutes that it takes to eat whatever I picked up. Yeah, it's just like my go-to coping mechanism before I can think of anything else.
Okay. Before you can think of anything else, tell me about that. So tell me, maybe tell me about the last time you ate when your brother was manic.
About 2 hours ago,
Okay.
picked up chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Just thinking about just don't know. I mean, I realize that the eating doesn't make any sense. It doesn't help anything. It's not even a very good break. And it goes against what I want for myself.
I want to offer you this, Anne Marie. The eating does make sense, right? Because it gives you the break that you need and it
Yeah.
helps soothe, it gives you relief. You didn't say that. That's what I'm assuming. Is that correct? You get a little relief when you have something to eat because it
Yeah.
takes your mind off of it,
Yes.
right? So I don't want anyone on this call to think that eating doesn't help because it does. In the moment, right? It doesn't, what it doesn't do, obviously, it doesn't lead to weight loss, but it doesn't help you resolve the anger that you have when your brother is manic.
Yeah.
That's the gap. Okay. So it helps you in the moment, but it doesn't help you resolve the anger,
No.
right?
Yes.
So tell me about the anger. Why are you angry when he gets manic?
Angry because he it just pesters my parents with it. He makes it everybody's problem. I feel like they should handle it differently. I don't, I'm a psychiatric nurse, so I feel like they don't listen. And then it's just hard having a brother that's a patient.
So which is harder? Watching your parents manage it the way they want to manage it, or having a brother that's a patient?
Watching them manage it the way they want to, or the way that
Okay. You okay?
oh yeah, my dog just stole another dog's toy.
Oh. Well, that didn't make you angry.
No.
So tell me why it bothers you to watch your parents manage your brother.
Because they get stressed about it, it negatively affects their lives.
Are they managing it the way they want to manage it?
I don't think so. I mean, they're managing it the way they know how.
Okay.
Um,
How does that thought feel? They're managing it the way they know how.
feels like they should listen to me because I'm a professional at this.
Oh, is that the rub then?
That's a part of it.
What if they, what, why do they need to listen to you and not just manage it the way that they should manage it or that they are, that they're choosing to manage it?
Because I get pulled into
Okay.
it. So this weekend is his birthday. He's just being terrible. And they are gonna go and take him out. And I said I wasn't gonna go. But I know that when I'm not there, he's worse. So I feel like I have to go to like if I'm there, he'll just behave better. I don't make him. He just is. And I feel like I have to be there to protect them.
Do you?
He has gotten physical before with them. So, I mean, I guess I don't, but it'll be worse, and he'll take it out on them if I'm not there.
So what do you want to do? Assuming, we're going to paint the picture here, okay? This weekend, mom and dad are taking brother to eat. I don't know if you said dinner or lunch. Out. Taking brother out. What do you want to do and why?
I want nothing to do with it because interacting with him isn't helpful to anybody.
Okay. So is that the choice that you're going to make to not go?
Was the choice I had made yesterday, and then I was thinking about it last night and thinking that if I don't go, he's gonna act up because I chose not to be there. And also because I'm not there.
Do you know that for sure? 100%.
Don't know if we're 100%. I mean, it could be different this time.
I think what I see a lot of times in people that get upset, angry, frustrated, anxious, is that they're doing a lot of catastrophizing. Looking into the future, assuming that they know what's going to happen. I want to know if you are certain that he will act differently if you're not there. That you will not, how do I want to say this? That you will not be, if you're not there as the buffer to protect your parents, are you certain that he is going to cross a line?
I am. I'm 98% sure.
Okay.
You know, this has been his behavior in the past.
So all right, let's play. If you decide not to go, how are you going to feel?
I feel like I should have just sucked it up and went. I'll feel like I'll feel like if he's just like I don't think he'll like have some physical altercation in a restaurant, but I think he will be, I'll feel like he will be much worse to them. And then I will feel guilty. I'm sorry that I didn't go. And I'll feel like I was being selfish.
Okay, so guilty and selfish sound like the big ones if you don't go. How will you feel if you do go?
I'll be frustrated with him, but at least I'll know what's happening.
Okay.
And
Do you
I'll
love your brother? Do you care about your brother?
I do.
Yeah, I can tell. I think I can. I think I can tell. Is there any part of you?
Don't
Well,
think
let's
so.
just play again. Okay. Let's just assume brother with bipolar is going to come and he's going to act exactly like he always acts, whether you're there or not. Is there any part of you that can just say, what's his name?
Caleb.
Caleb.
Caleb? Yeah.
Caleb is being exactly who Caleb is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
Yeah.
maybe the rub is you want Caleb to be different.
I do.
Yeah.
That's probably the biggest part.
Yeah. And that's probably what causes more pain than the anger and frustration. The anger and frustration doesn't sound to me like it's based on what Caleb says or does. It's based on who Caleb is. Yeah. So, what if Caleb never changes?
Then I have to change how I act with him and my family and his situation.
You don't have to. But if you want peace in your relationship with Caleb, it starts with accepting who he is, right? If you had, let's say, 10% compassion for Caleb on this big spectrum of, I love him, he can do whatever he wants, 100% compassion. No. If you had 10% of that, would you show up differently, do you think?
In mine and his relationship, yes. I mean, there, I do understand that he like is trying to reach out to my parents in the best way that he can, and it his life is chaos, so it comes out as chaos. If I tried to have a little more compassion, I might show up differently. I don't.
What would it look like?
It would probably look like would probably look more like me letting my parents interact as much as they want, and if they are fine with him texting them all night and not getting any sleep, then I would be okay with that, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. If they didn't want him texting all night, they would turn their phones off. Right? Yeah. So here's what I think your next steps are. Okay. You know, I love this hand on the heart stuff, right?
Yes.
Right here. Both hands. Deep breath. Caleb is my brother.
Caleb is my brother.
Caleb is doing the best he can.
Caleb is doing the best he can.
And I'm doing the best I can to love him.
And I'm doing the best I can to love him.
Does all that sound true?
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you just left it with those three sentences? And you did that before you see him, while you see him in your head. You don't have to put your hand on your heart, but maybe hold your own hands. Okay. And say those things to yourself. Do you believe he's doing the best he can?
No, I don't.
Do you think he thinks he's doing the best he can?
Yes.
Okay. Because you have a unique perspective. You know all the things he could be doing, right? But if I were looking at Caleb, I wouldn't know. I would think he's probably doing the best he can. At least he's shown up. He's in a manic phase. This is how he presents in a manic phase, right? So if you think Caleb's not doing the best he can, then don't use that sentence. But if it does give you comfort to think he thinks he's doing his best, or he is trying to do his best, then use that sentence, okay? Do you see the difference?
Yes, yeah,
Yeah.
it's a big difference.
Yeah. And then when it comes to when you eat, because you're concerned about him, concerned about your parents, do the same thing. Okay. He's my brother. I do care about him. I want what's best for him, but I can't, I don't live his life. I can't make his decisions for him, but I can look out after me, right? And looking out after me looks like resolving this relationship difference and not eating. What are you thinking?
I was just trying to write down those sentences.
You got the recording, right?
I think that takes the temperature down a little bit. I mean, there's just so much brain space and feeling bad for me that, is unnecessary. I know that he doesn't want me to worry about him. Or, like you said, he thinks he's doing great, so he wants me to think he's doing great. So, what was your question? I'm sorry.
No, I just said, what are you thinking? And
Oh.
I think those are really insightful things. I do. He thinks he's doing great and he doesn't want you to worry. But you have a unique perspective, and that's what creates this disconnect for you. That's what creates the emotion for you. Right? So somehow you have to figure out how to separate yourself from what you think you know what's best for him, but he's grown and he gets to decide what's best for him. Right? Yeah. And trusting him, big word, trust. How about allowing him to take care of him and just telling him, I'm here if I can, if you want help, I'm here. I can help you. Okay. And then just love him through it. And love on the, you've got dogs, man. Love on those dogs. No more chicken nuggets. Love on the pups. You will get so much more self-satisfaction when you love on those pups.
That's very true.
Yeah. Connection with animals is a very strong emotionally regulating thing to have.
Yes,
And
definitely.
that pup obviously loves you. It was up there in your lap there for a minute, right? Okay, so what are you going to do this weekend?
I think I'm gonna still go
Okay.
try to have a softer perspective on it.
How do you want to show up?
He wants us to be excited for him. He wants it to be a party.
How do you want to show up?
I want to show up like if I was going to any other relative's birthday party. Like thinking we're gonna visit, it's gonna be a great time.
What do you want to feel when you walk in the door?
I want to feel not on the lookout.
I didn't
Like,
ask you what you didn't want to feel.
I know.
Realistically, do you want to feel patient?
Yes.
Okay. We'll
I
go with,
want
we'll start there. You keep thinking, okay?
I
So
want to
we'll.
be patient. I want to not read into what he says. I want to be able to just overlook any comments I think are offhand with him. He's my little brother by 10 years, so there's that also.
Yeah, I got two of them. I got you. So, if you decide patient is how you want to show up, when you feel yourself start to boil, start to agitate, I want you to ask yourself, well, how can I reclaim patience? I'm ready to reclaim patience. And that's when you start with the hand on the heart again. He's my brother. I do love him. He's doing what he thinks is best. He knows I'm here for him. Okay. And any time between now and then, when you want to eat, because Caleb is being Caleb, I want you to do those things, okay? And breathe. You're not breathing. Breathe with me right now. You ready? In. Out. Okay. When you find yourself with that choppy breath, I want you to breathe. Okay. You think you're ready? Think you're ready for Saturday? Closer to ready?
Closer, definitely closer. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. See you soon.
Right, bye.
Well, trying to make her. There she goes. Okay. Nat Pat, you are next. I think I've talked to you before. And I'm just saying, Nat Pat's the only one with her hand up. So if there's anybody else.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What you got tonight?
I've been working on reducing my binge eating, and I was at the camp, and I think I did mention that, to do the nurture after overeat worksheet. So I've been doing that for a month, and I'm kind of now I kind of see the pattern, and I just want to ask you, like, what your suggestion in terms of what to do, because I have, like, I don't know what to do in that moment. That actually really helpful.
Okay.
So what I have is, I usually eat over in the afternoon, because when they said like how that this makes sense that I overeat, is usually either I didn't work enough for my standard, or the work I did wasn't good enough, or I was procrastinating or things like that. Like, that makes sense, because I want to feel relief from the my own thought of like you being so lazy, or like that critical thought. So what I have is like, what I need that moment is to be kind to myself, and what I have so far in terms of what I can do is to kind of like, oh, I'm just write down what I did well today, which works and doesn't work sometimes. Another pattern that I have is to, it's kind of related. Another pattern is to create satisfaction after I actually did good work that day. So either I did well or not well, I need to eat for different reasons. To when I overeat to create satisfaction, it's like, oh, I did good work, and I just want to feel that satisfaction that I don't, I guess I didn't, I don't give myself when I do something, when I did well. So yeah, so that's
When
what I do.
you tell yourself you did a really good job trying to avoid and overeat, does that help?
Not sometime, but not much, because my thought would be like, that's not true.
Okay. That's
It's
what I
like,
was going for.
yeah, it's like, and then I can argue like, yeah, it's better than, maybe last month, but like, it's not good enough.
Okay. So I'm fixing to lay some wisdom on you. You ready? When you are in your mind telling yourself you're not good enough and procrastinating and self-judgment and beating yourself up, you're not creating a safe place for yourself in your mind. You're creating an unsafe place. And when you don't feel safe, you binge. Right?
Exactly, yeah.
So the next step for you is not to go into, yeah, but look at all these amazing things I did, because that's not believable. What I want you to do is notice first. I notice I'm thinking this isn't good enough again. But I got it finished. But I can figure out how to make it better. But, whatever the end should be. So you start with, I notice I'm thinking, then that thought, and then add a but to the end. So give me an example of how that could work.
I notice I'm thinking, I didn't work enough, but I actually wrote something. Like wrote, I don't know, 5 pages.
Okay.
So that's an example.
Okay. Does that feel better than, yeah, but you wrote 5 pages? It does, doesn't
It does
it?
feel more true.
Exactly. And more true feels more safe. Okay. So maybe you didn't write 5 chapters, maybe you wrote 5 pages. But you start with, I notice I'm thinking I didn't do enough, but you know what? This is what I did do. Okay. And I did those things well, or, whatever it is, however you want to end that conversation or change that conversation. That will take the temperature down just a little bit on the self-judgment. Okay. And the more you do that, the more you might have the fleeting thought, I didn't do enough. That's followed back with, oh, but I did write 5 pages. And it starts to feel more uplifting, a little bit better the more you practice it. Okay. How does that sound?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, someday I was like, okay, I'm gonna do four ends, by in the afternoon to see. And it kind of helps sometime, but I guess like when I put the next thought, it still feel a little like that's not true.
You have to
That's like
level.
hit that, but it's not, it's
Yeah,
not good.
that's a big mistake I see a lot of people making, is they go straight to the pie in the sky thought. You've got to level up into the thought. So when if your thought is I didn't do enough, you might notice I didn't do enough. Then you normalize it by saying, yeah, but I really want to do more. That's why I think I don't do enough. Then you neutralize it by saying, I wrote 5 pages. Then your next best thought might be, at least I noticed the thought before eating. See what I'm saying? Or I'm proud of myself. I'm glad I noticed the thought this time and went to work on it. Rather than, yeah, maybe tomorrow it'll be 10 pages or 5 chapters or something pie in the sky. Okay. It gives you grace for having the thought, because if your self-judgment thoughts come in a lot, they're just practiced. You have a high standard for yourself, right? And you're trying to meet that standard. So maybe it's just practice that it's not good enough. Or maybe your standard is too high. Your expectations are too high. Mm-hmm. You know, give yourself grace to evaluate all of that and make it reasonable and doable, just like we do with everything else. Are your standards for your work reasonable and doable? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's part of the next step as well.
I mean, I feel like it's flip-flop, maybe also because I'm trying to make it, you know, more reasonable standard, but it's like on some days like, I'm just gonna do this amount, can I just do this and then I feel good, but then the next hour or the next day I'm back to like, yeah, but I'm not gonna finish if I'm keep going like this pace, you know, like that comeback. So it's kind of flip-flop between like I'm being reasonable and, you know,
yeah, but you're gonna finish eventually.
Yeah, it's going to take me 20
if you
years.
Keep working.
That's my thought.
But if you're procrastinating and eating, it's going to take longer.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Coach Betsy says the most amazing thing. When self-judgment or shame or whatever's bothering her comes up, she'll say, hello, old friend. Mm-hmm. I knew you were in there. Mm-hmm. What if you were to just say, oh, there's that habit thought. Hello, old friend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write another page now. Thanks for your input. I had a coach one time. Her name was Michelle. She used to say, thanks for your input. Because those habit thoughts are going to come. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like we're intentionally thinking that we're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Do you have suggestions in, say, on days that I actually didn't do anything? Like, let's say someday I'm just like, maybe just watch TV all morning or something. Mm-hmm. Because I procrastinate. What do I tell myself in that moment where I want to
I would ask myself from a compassionate place, Nat Pat, why did I procrastinate today? Mm. Okay. Not, and the answer is not because I'm not good enough or because, you know, I'm a lousy writer or, you know, whatever it is that your brain is going to say. It's probably based in something you're worried about. Mm-hmm. Something you're afraid of, you know, give yourself the grace to ask yourself, why didn't I write today? Mm-hmm. What got in my way? And then go to work on that reason. Okay. Make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I usually know why, you know, like on some days, like because I couldn't figure this one thing out. I don't want to write because I couldn't figure it out. And it feel awful when you're stuck and you can't figure something out. But I just, like, even if I answer myself that question, I still eat anyway. Because it's like, well, yeah, I'll figure it out later. And then tomorrow, then, you know.
What? You need to pull the BS light on that. I'll figure it out later. Let's have a snack. No. If I can figure it out later, I can figure it out now. Empower yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes it's, well, in writing, sometimes we need a little bit of time. Then you will figure, I'll figure out eventually, but I can tell myself like, yeah, I'll figure out eventually, but it doesn't matter if I eat now or not.
All right. So do this then.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's your assignment. Pause plus permission. Give yourself 10 minutes to take a walk. You know, clear your mind, do a meditation before you eat. Give yourself an opportunity, 10 minutes of an opportunity to figure it out before you eat.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that sound doable?
Yeah, that sounds doable. And then I with pause and permission, I struggle with the permission part. Where let's say I pause for 10 minutes. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's like a few hours. Mm-hmm. And then I told myself in the beginning, like, I'm just gonna pause, you know, maybe distract myself, maybe take a walk. And then if I wanna eat, I still eat. I can still eat. But then when I did eat, you know, like a few hours later, I still feel bad about it. Like, it didn't actually give myself permission.
No, you gave yourself permission if you ate.
Okay.
The feeling bad about that is optional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I chose to eat. That's it. The feeling, back to self-judgment again. Hello, old friend. Yeah, I chose to eat, but I did do the pause. I notice I'm thinking. I notice I'm thinking I shouldn't have eaten. Yeah, but I gave myself permission. And my pause was 20 minutes, not 10.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I try to like when I did do that, I try to write it down like, oh, that's actually a win. See if I can delay it for a little bit.
I think for you, it might be good for you to write down each day three things that went right that day.
I actually do. I do it in three different places.
Okay.
It's really
Keep
hard
doing.
for me to do
Well, if it's
that.
hard for you, you need to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So one thing today would be I got on a coaching call. Right? What are two other things from today?
I took an hour walk
Okay.
and I did well, I wrote like I wrote 6 pages today.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yep, that's what I was
A
thinking.
lot.
Yeah. Okay. I think for you, the work is taking the temperature down on self-judgment. Okay. I notice, oh, look, hello, old friend. I notice I'm judging myself again. Because when we judge ourselves, we never judge ourselves as amazing, right? Because our brains are problem solvers. They're always looking for what's wrong so that we can close that loop on what's wrong. Okay. So notice that. Notice that your brain is trying to close the loop on what's wrong and say, you know what? It's actually not wrong. It's okay. I did 6 pages today. That help?
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you so much.
You're
A few
welcome.
things to
Okay.
do. Okay,
Yes, you do. All right.
thank you so much.
Okay, bye. Okay, let's pick up this question real quick. What if you really didn't get anything done and need to? I feel like I waste so much time. Well, Anonymous, why did you waste time? I think that's the question, kind of like what we were just talking about with NatPat. I think the question becomes, why did you procrastinate? Why did you not do those things? What was behind the procrastination and go to work on that? And if you have trouble with that, if you can't figure that out, take a specific example to ask coaches and we will help you there on that, okay? But that's what it usually ends up with. We are procrastinating because we are avoiding something. And usually that's a feeling like for me, procrastination, it comes from perfection. If I don't think I'm going to do it right, I'm afraid to do it at all. So look at what's behind the procrastination and see if you can solve it from there. Okay. All right. Carissa, let's see what you got. Are you coming? Oh, there you are. Need you to unmute. Oh, and your internet is hanging. Maybe that's the problem. I can't hear you. You need to unmute.
There.
Okay, there you
I
are.
finally unmuted.
All right,
Sorry,
what's up?
button would not click. So I am noticing a pattern. I've been married 30 years and my husband travels a lot. And when he is home, we've had some marital issues the last few years, like most people in being married 30 years. his traveling really does add some stress to our life. We get along a lot better when he's home. He doesn't plug in very well when he's gone. So, but when he's home, my eating goes off the rails. Like, I'll make a plan, and then he wants me to run around with him for the day. And so, like today, he had car problems, had to get tires on and all that. And so, ended up stopping at a fast food instead of coming home and fixing dinner.
Okay.
By that
What's
time,
the problem with stopping at fast food?
What'd you say?
What's the problem with stopping at fast food?
Well, it's not typically how I like to eat. I do come from very hard fast diet mentality. So we split a 3-piece steak finger basket, and I had 3 pieces, a few fries, and then I was done. I didn't eat the whole thing because I could have. Mm-hmm. I knew I didn't want to. I'm not sticking to my plan. You know, I said I was going to do a 24-hour plan. When he's home, it just derails my plans, because then he wants me to go spend the time with him. And so then I do, and let's say my husband could care less what I weigh. Like, I mm-hmm. actually think he likes me heavier. I don't think he wants me to lose weight. I'm doing it for me, not for him. Yep.
Okay. Carissa, what if you were to sit down with him and make your plan? What do you think we're going to do today, dude? I need to make my plan.
Right.
Because it sounds to me like your plans might not be terribly realistic when your husband is at home.
Right. I thought I was going to be home all day today. Yeah. And then we had to go vote. And that turned into, hey, I need to go get new tires put on my truck. Why don't we go get that done? Since we're in another town where my glasses mm-hmm. needed to be picked up, he's like, let's go do that. We'll go get your mm-hmm. glasses, mm-hmm. go put tires on. And then his truck messed up while we were there, so he had to go get a new battery put on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, thanks the Lord, all this was on his company truck and not on our personal vehicle.
But like, the beautiful thing about this is that you pivoted, and you might have gone to fast food, but you ate to enough, right?
I did, but so, my brain's so telling me original. I didn't choose a salad.
Well, your original plan either wasn't doable, or you could have chosen a salad. Why didn't you choose a salad?
Because we had a coupon for steak finger basket. It was cheaper. So,
okay. Do you like that reason?
Yeah, because we didn't really need to be eating out, but.
Okay. So what's the problem? You like the reason for the pivot. You really didn't have the option to eat at home.
Yeah, because my brain still tells me that I didn't do what I said I was going to do today. So,
all right, you have an assignment. Are you ready?
Okay.
I want you to go back and listen to the new module 2 of No BS, specifically the flexibility in planning and executing your plan.
Okay.
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 Sometimes we make these beautiful plans that are going to be amazing, and we're going to kill it, and something happens and the plan has to be modified.
Okay.
It's not a problem unless you think it's a problem, unless you beat yourself up over it.
I think the problem is that I'm so aggravated that I can't drop weight, and I'm doing the things. And I've done really well on eating to enough. I there's still times that I overeat, not on purpose. After I eat, I'm like, wait, that was, I ate 3 bites too much or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my weight's not moving. And so that gets discouraging.
Okay. So, and I'm going to tell you the random fast food eating to enough is not what's keeping you from losing weight.
Yeah.
You tell me.
I don't know what it is.
What's keeping you from losing weight?
I really don't know. Hormones. Okay. I feel like my hormones are still.
Okay.
I'm a menopausal woman. I had.
Did you do a habit tracker in October?
I didn't. I just joined I mean, I've been listening to her for years. I also listen to Brooke. So
when did you join?
So I just joined. What was that? Was that 2 weeks ago? A week and a half ago?
Perfect.
Something like she did the holidays.
Okay.
The holiday.
Okay.
So I did print the habit tracker today.
Okay. I want you to do the rest of the habit tracker for November.
I think that's what's causing the emotions.
That's what's causing what?
That's some of the emotions. All right, I printed it and I had my whole plan out today. And the first day on plan, it's like, well, hell with that.
Okay. So. All right. Perfect. Perfect. So what I want you to do is I want you to go back to No BS. Have you listened to the whole course yet?
Okay. I have not. I've listened through the whole first module.
Okay.
And I've listened to lots of her podcasts. I mean, I listen to her on podcast.
Okay.
But.
So the module two is all new stuff. You won't have heard it before. Okay. All right. So that's your assignment. Okay. Listen to module two. And then I want you to do your habit tracker for November.
Okay.
And then at the end of November, if you're still not losing weight, I want you to go to Ask Coaches and put in all of the percentages from the habit tracker. So what you'll do is you'll say, from November 5th forward, I was 100% on making my plans. I was 80% on following them. I was 85% on, eating when I was hungry. I want you to take those percentages to Ask Coaches at the end of November if you still haven't lost weight.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Module two, habit tracker, Ask Coaches.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoyed it.
Bye. Bye. Okay, everyone.
Okay.
Let's see. Terry, I have 7 minutes. Can we take care of you in 7 minutes? You tell me. I'm going to go ahead and promote you. Let's see what you got, Terry. Are you coming? I'm going to try one more time. I'm not sure what's going on with Zoom. Oh, here she comes. Oh, declined. Okay. All right. Terry, if there's something you need, Ask Coaches, okay? Take it to Ask Coaches. We love helping y'all in the Ask Coaches. Lisa, is there anything I need to address in the chat? You can just post it in the chat if there's anything I need to address. Let me know. I'm not sure what Juliet posted means. Scroll up. Okay. I have an issue with competing with my fella and feeling like I have to have half the food that I've made for us for supper. He comes over for supper, so I feel resentful that he is eating up all of my food. I end up stuffing myself. Oh, that's awesome. If he's coming over for supper, I would ask yourself, why are you resentful that he's eating half your food? Do you not want him there? If you want him there, then why are you resentful? If you don't want him there, why are you feeding him? You know, where is the resentment coming from? I don't understand competing with my fella and feel like I have to have half the food. So, Juliet, are you new? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to serve yourself enough food to eat to enough and let him eat to enough. Does that make sense? He comes over for supper, so I feel resentful that he's eating up all of my food. Oh, here's the other thing. You could ask him to bring supper. very action line, because I don't know the whole story, but I would look into the resentment. Why does it make you resentful? And why do you think you need to compete with him? It's just my husband and me at home, and I will very often give him more food than I have so that I don't eat as much as he does. Yes, he needs to help more and bring more food. Okay, fix it. Tell him you're bringing dinner or it's a grilled cheese sandwich, dude. The other thing you can do is, yes, I could use him eating to my advantage too. Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, Kim will often say, why did you give me more? It's like, because, don't eat it if you don't want it, but I don't want it either. Just something to think about. How do you want to manage the portions in your house? And if he's coming over to eat, feed him. I don't know. I hope that's helpful. If it's not, give us more information and ask coaches, and we'll take it from there. Okay. All right, everybody. I think that's it. I think that's it. So thank you for being here. Oh, good. I'm glad it was helpful. Awesome. Thanks for being here. Lisa, thank you for being here and helping out. Take good care of yourselves, especially the next few days, you all. Tell yourself, I'm a little worried. I'm a little anxious. I'm safe. I'm safe right here in my house. I'm safe right here in my office. I'm doing okay. I can figure this out. And give yourself some love and compassion, okay? Because that's ultimately what we want. All right. Y'all have a good night. I'll see you soon.